Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Troubled in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Eat news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
This half of the show, or this part of the show, brought to you by Tommy John. I'll tell you more about them in a minute. Go ahead, Gina Grad.
All right. Well, Deadspin reports that New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft was charged Friday on two counts of soliciting prostitution in connection to a recent law enforcement bust on massage parlors in Florida. According to law enforcement, they were used for prostitution and human trafficking. In a press conference Friday morning, Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr said there is video evidence of Kraft involved in sex acts in a massage parlor on two occasions.
Oh, release the tapes.
Yeah, 25 people were total were charged at the Orchids of Asia.
I would have liked somebody to get hold of me in 1995. And I'd be talking on my portable phone, not my cellular phone,
but just phone.
The phone that had the range where I could walk around the house. And they'd go, excuse me, Adam. And I'd go, excuse me, I'm on the phone. And they go, hey, listen, in 2019, guess what? That phone you got there, no one's going to own one. And I'd go, what? But you know what there will be? Human trafficking. And I'd go, what?
Dystopia.
What kind of world are we living in where this thing that has changed my life,
this thing
I get to not go hang on and set it down in the kitchen and walk over, and I can just walk around my house and talk to people. No one will own one of these? No, they will not. But there shall be human trafficking.
Yeah.
And I'd go, where? And they'd go, in Florida. And
I'd
go,
pretty much everywhere.
What? I'd be freaked out, and I'd be having very sad thoughts about the future.
Yeah.
So, by the way,
he went in for a rub and tug.
Can we just decide that that's okay?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Well, that's the thing. Go ahead.
As hilarious and embarrassing as this is, this is a crime is kind of absurd.
I think the point is not that this dude went in to get a happy ending. It's that they are implying that these women are sort of corralled
against
and
their
held
will.
Captive.
Yeah.
No, and whether the customer knows that or not, probably not.
If it's two consenting adults, that's one thing. If they're being literally shipped in containers.
No.
Right. But getting back to Moses, if you are enslaved to have to do an activity you don't enjoy, would you rather put straw and mud together, form a brick, and build a pyramid, or give Crafty a handy? You know what I'm not? I'm not justifying.
Those are my only two choices.
They're your only two choices. Is you can be in air conditioning, giving a guy with two-tone collars and sleeves on his dress shirt a reach around, or being a pit full of mud with a guy with a gimp mask on just beating you with a cat of nine tails
while you build
a pyramid and making brick out of mud and straw.
Yeah, there's levels of prostitution. And there's street crack whore type of a gig. Mm. And then, you know, a step up from that is your Craigslist.
But
now unemployed Craigslist.
How many roses?
This might be a step above that.
Yeah. Just like the argument for sort of legalizing drugs and putting the dealers and drug lords and syndicates out of business. If you legalize this activity, doesn't it kind of put the human trafficking part of it out of business?
Or are we still
going to do the human trafficking part?
It's certainly like a huge chunk out of it.
But anyway, I don't know. Rich guys, you celebrate the Super Bowl the way you want to celebrate the Super Bowl, Bob Kraft.
He wanted to go deflate his penis a little bit.
By the way, the guy's like 78, and he's still getting a rub and tug.
That's a man.
Yeah. Okay. Victimless crime.
I'd like
to know
the sex slave aspect
a little more about
icky.
The sex slave aspect.
That's why I think that's what they're implying. It's not that he got a rub and tug. I imagine they're implying that the human trafficking element is pretty big in this story.
Well, I've heard 18 stories where they turn out to be zero burgers
in
the last 3 months.
Maybe.
So I need to hear more about this.
Agreed.
But also, if I go into a car wash and I go, hey, wash my van, and then it turns out later they were smuggling people in from El Salvador and forcing them at gunpoint to get, I'm just getting a car wash.
Right.
Why is that on How do I know what's going on? Every single restaurant you go to has somebody in the kitchen that probably shouldn't be there, but I don't know what their relationship is. I'm just getting
How did the video element of this work? I mean, did they rig the place with videos, and then wouldn't the women know there was video? Like, first of all, if you're the client, take a good look at that Buddha statue in the corner. Is his left eye a little glassy?
Yeah, you're right.
It does say video evidence of sex acts in the massage parlor.
How'd they get it in there?
And it does also say that these were recent law enforcement busts on massage parlors. So this had to be a big ring they'd been working on for
also,
a while.
Also, my theory is I've figured out with the whole Heidi Fleiss thing. A million years ago, when they're talking to the cops at the precinct and they go, who wants to go into the inner city and bust open the crack house? The hands go down, but they go, who wants to go to the massage parlor, act as a businessman and get a free hand? He's like, all the hand. Oh, yeah. And that's why it's like when they busted Heidi Fleiss, there's like 114 personnel had to. And by the way, this went on for months. Years. We had to pose
a lot of recon.
Like, of course, everyone gravitates toward that because cops are a bunch of dudes with a lot of testosterone.
And there's a high threshold for when the hand job is, you know, you got to complete because you don't know. She may start it.
Right.
That may not be the crime.
That's right.
It's only on ejaculation that you can put the cuffs on.
That's exactly right.
I've heard a million times.
Right. All right. I want to know more about the human trafficking part of this, but they should make it legal, and I don't know what craft. Where if he's not in on the human trafficking, I don't care.
Not up to him. Have you guys ever been to Jupiter Island?
My mom lives there.
Are you serious?
My mom, not on the island, but she lives in Jupiter.
Oh, lovely.
It's really beautiful.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Tiger Woods lives there.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
A lot of famous golfers.
I got to say, Fitzdog, I don't know where you're at with this. I've often thought about sort of pragmatic conversations I'm going to have with my son.
Yeah.
And one of them is going to be sort of learn to beat off standing up. It's going to save you a lot of time.
Yeah.
Clean up.
Right.
You know, if you're staying in someone's guest house, you go, I'm going to use the shower. And it's like, oh, it's okay. You don't have to walk in and find you splayed out on their bed, you know.
Right.
And
teach them to scrub down the shin hair.
Yeah,
you want to see, you know, clumps. You're laying by the pool later, and it's like, well, you got lumps of something in your shin hair.
Shin hair, I think, opened for the Boston's in the 80s. They were a ska band from the mid-90s.
Yeah, they're good.
They got some spins on K-Rock shin hair. But I'm also, see, the hand. I've never had a hand job from anybody else but myself.
It just doesn't work. Wow.
It doesn't work for me.
Oh, you mean you've received one, but you haven't been successful with it?
No, it's neither fish nor fowl. My thing is...
You mean your young sexual awakening?
You swatted it away when it's been
lips
offered?
Lips or hips, baby. You know the rules.
Not fingertips.
I think that's from the movie Cruising. But look, I've adopted it to have a straight meaning, which is, look, I want to get laid or I want a blowjob. Like, the hand is not going to do it. And also, you're never going to do it like I do. It's like you play the cello in front of Yo-Yo Ma. Eventually, he goes, give me that, you imbecile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch out,
get out of the way. That's what my left hand would do.
Wow. Yeah.
So the rub and tug has never had any allure for me because that's like, I'd rather just go get a massage and then I'll take care of the tug myself. And also the effort part, like I get there's a psychological part, but the part where you pay somebody to do it now, that's kind of...
Well, to me, it feels like foreplay. Like it's everything that your wife should, if she cared, do to you previous to intercourse. If she cared. So I go in, I get the full massage, get the oil. There's a place that I call the Everything But in Venice where they go, they circle. They get in
real close.
We listen
to Enya? Yeah,
There's the cheeks. Put it this way. They rub the cheeks so hard you start to think to yourself, did I take a dump today? Like, is there an aroma? You know, they get spread.
They get in there.
But there's no jerk. Mm-hmm. But I go home and the wife knows I'm coming in hot.
Oh, right.
If I go to get a massage, she will be penetrated.
Okay. Noted.
And that'll be the quote for the day. I know that. As I said it, I realized that's the quote of the day.
Yeah, so if you're a guy and you enjoy other people's handiwork it's a weird life because you're going to travel around. You're going to seek this out. Mm-hmm, you're going to possibly put yourself in compromising situations. And for me, it just holds no allure.
Okay.
A lot of comical misunderstandings. You know, you think you're in that kind of place, but you're not.
You're not. Mm. That's right.
No happy endings for you.
No, not for me. Let me tell you about Tommy John. I'm wearing mine right now. Mm. I tell you, I am in a groove. First off, it is so cold where I live.
Yes.
It literally snowed the other day. Like, yeah. I saw snowflakes coming down. It was in the 30s when I was coming back from the ice house, ironically, the other night. But I'm still jumping in my freezing pool every single morning, and I do it in my Tommy Johns, and then I take them out, and I dry them, and I spread them out on the shower spigot, and the next day I swap them and put them on, and I'm wearing them right now. They do the greatest underwear in the world. Also dress shirts, undershirts that always say tucked in. Anywhere apparel goes from the boardroom to the boxing class, a new air collection for the ladies. Quick drying, microbial fabric. No visible panty line guarantee. All backed by the best pair you'll ever wear. Or it's free guarantee. Right, Dawson?
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam now to get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
All right. Human trafficking.
Yeah, so this investigation has been going on for 6 months. It's nationwide, and it's all part of this huge human traffic, sex traffic ring, and that spa was part of it. So that they installed cameras in all these places.
Oh,
and
God.
Yeah.
Bob knew. Bob had to know.
It was already being investigated.
Do you think in the evidence room they refer to your spooge as the traffic jam?
Oh yeah. I like that. Like Pearl. Interesting. So Kraft just goes into the wrong
place,
right?
Probably unwittingly, yeah. Like Mr. Bean.
And nobody really cares, except for we all have to pretend to care because we're all in the Schadenfreude world.
Well,
like,
funny.
Six Super Bowl rings, but now this, buddy. Right. Yeah.
You think he made her wear the rings while she did it?
Oh.
And call him Tom Brady?
You know, is he married? Did we discuss
this? I think he's a widower.
Yeah, he had a young girlfriend a while, like recently.
All right. But yeah. Whatever.
She died of embarrassment.
That's a rich guy. I'm sure he's a hell of a tipper.
She died in 2011.
His wife?
Yeah, his wife.
But he had the girlfriend, or has the young girlfriend. All right.
How young?
Let rich guys be rich.
39 years younger.
Mm.
Right. And I believe Asian, correct?
Something. All right. Anyway, this will be funny. And then it'll get leaked, right? The tape will get...
It has to. They have video evidence of a rub and tug.
It's awesome.
Jeez, do I not want to see that.
All right.
I need to know if we're doing one or two more, depending on what I do next.
Well, let's do one more.
Okay, then we're going to skip Jesse Us for today. So Chris Hemsworth is set to portray wrestling superstar Hulk Hogan in a biopic. Deals for the Hogan Project are in the midst of closing with Netflix. Born Terry Jean Bollea, Hogan began his career in the late 70s in Florida.
He's got
circuit.
A video of him, too.
He sure does. Yeah. That will not be included in the biopic, by the way. They're going to focus on the rise of Hulkamania. And, yeah, brother. When it comes
crashing down and this is interest Walker. Music.
Yep.
Don't act like you don't know.
Yeah, with the big circle and the hand next to the ear.
Hogan's post-match theatrics would go on longer than the match.
It was awesome. He had a Saturday morning cartoon.
It's amazing more guys aren't gay since every young male from age 9 to like 14 essentially is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone, it's as if you walk down a long gay hallway that you enter at like 9 and you don't exit the super long gay mall until you're like 14 and a half. And the fact that more guys don't stop and stay at the mall is kind of
Good point.
Statistically flies in the face of like you think if more people just like, you know, they do like you take something like sexual reassignment surgery or living as a or identifying as a. You get 3 or 4 couples in a room now, and one of them will have a daughter that's identifying or a son that's identifying, especially like in Los Angeles, like. You think more guys would be gay, considering we're all gay from 9 to 14.
Sure.
Hey,
Batman and Robin.
From 9 to 14, my biggest heroes were Jose Canseco and Brutus the Barber Beefcake. I'm not joking.
Right.
Brian Ress is gay.
These are the pinnacles of manhood.
And, you find, you're like, 12
Put up a picture of Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
What about Morgan Fairchild? It's like, get out of here. let's go with the honky tonk man. That's the guy I want to stare at. That's the that's the poster I want over my bed.
Right. The junkyard dog.
Yeah.
And a very small percentage of us stay back at the mall and get a job at the scented candle store.
Yeah. You eventually take down your poster of Ric Flair.
It's weird, but we should hire from a percentage standpoint be gay.
Makes sense. There he is.
Oh, there's
that's a, now those, there goes a man.
Look at those Madonna fingerless pink gloves.
he had holes in his tights. He was very gay.
Very homoerotic. Your entire 9 through 14.
Yeah, but at least they don't grab each other and roll around on the ground.
Wait a second.
At least they're not shaved and oiled. Wait a minute. All right. So, at least their tips aren't frosted. Oh, damn it. And we try to make every 9 to 14-year-old gay. It just doesn't
stick.
Doesn't stick.
Well, this is set to come out.
You should know, like all the preachers that are listening, for those who did stay behind in the mall, good luck flipping them over.
Oh, right.
They're pot committed.
Yeah. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
And on a side note, a friend of mine, John Polono, is one of the writers on this. He wrote Stronger, the Jake Gyllenhaal movie about the Boston bombing. Mm-hmm. So it would probably be fun to have him on once this is closer to getting done.
Yeah. Sounds like somebody's jockeying for a little role in the movie.
No, I'd like to be Miss Elizabeth.
Miss Elizabeth.
It'll be good. It'll be good.
You could be Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, that's right.
It has to be good. Yeah. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Oh, sorry. And I'm a real American.
The music's still going. Hold on. Let's fix everything.
Let me grab some champagne.
By the way, in this down moment, I want to say I'm honored to be here on the 10th anniversary show, and it's been a big part of my life to be part of this show, and I'm proud of it, and always fun, and thanks for having me so many times.
Well, I've kind of wrestled with this, and I want to say out loud, I'm glad Joel McHale turned us down, because Fitzdog...
Initially, we were devastated. Initially, we were upset.
Well, devastated's a little bit strong, but...
So that's how sincerity goes over on the Adam Carolla Show? That's how it's handled? You talk about homoeroticism, and, you know, and... That's how it felt to you. It felt
no,
gay.
Fitzdog. No, honestly, we thought about the guys who'd been there from the beginning and always delivered, and you and Dana Gould definitely fit the bill.
There
Mount Rushmore of Carolla guests, and right back at you, brother.
Thanks.
Right
man.
Back at you.
All right. Sign off now.
Let's
I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
What drives the comedy engine? Gina
Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
All right. Simply Safe. Just quick 15 seconds for our friends at Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Adam. Protect what's yours with Simply Safe. .com/Adam. Great company and a great sponsor all throughout these years. Okay. We're at the Peterson Automotive Museum doing a car show by day, March 10th. And then we're showing Uppity, my new Willie T. Ribs doc, during the late afternoon. And then the evening, we shall be doing our 10th anniversary big live show in the evening. Still tickets for the car show. I think the doc... And the ACS show is sold out. But bring your car. I think we're going to have some Danny Trejo and a bunch of really cool guys who are into cars and bringing their cars out. And I'll bring my cars out. And Leno will be there. And blah, 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 blah. So do that and say hi to Fitzdog over at Fitzdog.com. That'll tell you about the podcast, the radio, Fitzdog Radio. And, of course, all the live shows coming up as well. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dana Gould and Greg Fitzsimmons and Gina Grad and Paul Bryan. Say it. Mahalo.
If I go to get a massage, she will be penetrated.
Okay.
Catch Greg Fitzsimmons this weekend, February 28th through March 2nd, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, at Dr. Grin's. In Springfield, Mass., The Armory at MGM, March 14th through the 16th. And at Los Angeles' Hollywood Improv's annual St. Patrick's Day show, St. Patty's Day, March 17th. More dates and tickets are on his website, fitzdog.com. Now stay close. For Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla, today's episode of Good Sports coming right up.
Of the year, Dave's recapping hockey. Good sports. Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode, a brand new week of Good Sports here on the Adam Carolla Show. Dave Damashek here, the man celebrating his 10th anniversary of making noise podcasting. Not just making noise, but it is fair to say, truly, the trailblazer in podcasting. What a remarkable decade it's been since you launched yours. And now I think there are only four human beings left who don't have a podcast. Mazel tov to you, Ace.
Thank you. Oh, no, it's down to three.
Up. Oh, well, yeah, it's, I mean, that was bound to happen.
You know, it's a weird way of marking time in life in that the beginning part of your life, you find yourself just sitting in these dank classrooms, just staring at a clock going, please, could we please get out of here? Like, could we please just fast forward and get to spring break or Christmas break or summer break? Like, I spent kind of from zero to, I spent from age zero to age 30 going, could we move this along? Like, please, dear God, can we move this thing along called life? Like, my parents are super slow and super boring and nothing was fun and nothing was interesting. And it was just like, everything was just, it was either hot or cold. Like, there was no central air.
There was nothing good. There was nothing good for the first 30.
First 30.
Ray slapping his own defecate on you.
Yeah. No, my first 30 was moving along. So all through school was me sitting in a class going, come on, come on, let's get out of here. Let's go. It's like the sun shining outside. We should be outside. And I'm just a horrible student. Once I got rid of that, I'd have these jobs where it's like they'd put me in a giant warehouse. And they'd go, see all this black glue, this mastic tar? It's what the old tile was being held down with. It's a 5,000 square foot slab. As I, you get this razor putty knife and scrape it. Or clean carpets. Like, I'd clean carpets like Edwards Air Force Base. You'd come walking in and go, oh my God, it's nothing but carpets. It's an airport of carpet. And they'd go, yes, start cleaning. And so my mindset was like, come on, let's get through it. Just if I could fast forward 11 hours, I could be back in the van.
Is there any act that could be more tedious than that? An airport filled with carpet. Yeesh.
You just go in.
That would be so bad.
You'd clean carpets and you'd get dropped off at a Tony Roma's at rib joint, and you'd show up alone at night on a Tuesday night at like 11 o'clock at night, because that's when they closed. Sure. And you'd walk in and you're just looking at a medium-sized restaurant filled with carpet, and they go, all right, when you're done, throw the keys through the mail slot at 4 a.m. And you just sit there going, I got to take this 8-inch wand and I got to scrub this entire place. And so the whole beginning part of my life was, come on, let's go, let's move it along, let's just get through this. And if you gave me a magic wand before any school day or any work day and said, let's go ahead and swing it at 7 a.m. and we'll be fast forward to 3:30, I'd go, give me that wand. Mm-hmm. I'd do it every single day.
So I know exactly where you're going. Yes, this is a great point.
Now I'm doing what I want to do. I'm making movies. I'm doing podcasts. I'm writing books. I'm traveling. I'm doing speaking engagements and stand-up and playing theaters and going on booking cruises and listener cruises and blah, blah, blah. It's moving too fast. I can't slow it down. Mm. It's like I blink my eyes and 10 years.
It's the human condition, eh?
It's the human condition.
Everybody suffers that same thing, but you're fascinating with it because, right, as I always say, do your best to just, well, you always say don't do your, but do Ace's best. But do your best in life to not just survive. Try to find the opportunities to live. And as I look back now, I just got lucky because of you and Kimmel and everybody else over the years in L.A. But before that, the sales job, that's exactly right. When I was doing sales in my 20s and I was sitting in seventh grade listening to the teacher tell me math that I knew I would never use in real life. I cut it off in algebra. It has no application in real life. I always wanted it to just come and go, but that's not living, though. That's just trying to get through life. Where you are,
you've essentially taken prison and brought it outside of the prison walls
basically,
and into your classroom. Like,
isn't
that's
that
what
right?
people do in prison. They just sit there and mark off the
against
days.
Your will.
And they just
can't
go,
act out too much.
You just sit there in prison and you just go count the days till I get out of here. And that's sort of what my entire young life was.
But if you're 36 and you're still doing that, whether it's in a cubicle or you're laying tile or whatever you're doing, you're just surviving. If you're waiting till it doesn't, the math doesn't work out that if you're awake for 2/3 of the day, that 8 hours of those waking hours are devoted to doing something that you abjectly hate doing, then figure out a way. I know everybody needs to make loot, and I get it that you're beholden to your responsibilities if you have children and everything, but you got to figure out ways to live. It can't be like, can't wait for happy hour. That's not living enough in my book.
Let's use this measuring stick. Let's not use a yardstick. Let's use a wand. Let's go back to the magic wand. Everyone listening, if you could shake the magic wand, I think if you told any gardener, hey, you got to come in here and you got to rake all these leaves, and you got to put them in a big sack and you got to throw them in the back of the truck. And he said, give me that wand. I'll shake it at the lawn and they'll all be gone. Like, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that. Or a pool guy. Hey, you got to go get the skimmer out. You got to skim. You got to walk back and forth. But a magic wand, they'd shake that magic wand. So if you have a job where you would shake the magic wand at 7 in the morning and fast forward to 5 in the afternoon, you need to stop and reconsider that job.
That's right.
Now,
you're the man sucker otherwise. Like, him giving you casual Friday is not enough to offset the 8 hours daily that you're spending doing his bidding.
Now, also, the caveat is not that you would ever use it. I do what I want to do all day, every day, but I would still reach for the wand on occasion, because there's many occasions when I come home off the road and it's Sunday night and I got a long day the next morning and it's a bunch of podcasts and it's thing. I would shake it that day. Mm-hmm. That no one said once or twice or a few times, you know, once every 3 months or something like that. The caveat is if you would shake that wand every day and fast forward to the end of your day, you need to start thinking about doing something else.
I agree. And, listen, I don't have the magic bullet of how to get there, but you should certainly try and be inspired by Adam Carolla, who is a human curveball, though, for everybody who tells you how the right way is to live life and how to achieve in life. It starts with the man telling you about school and what you have to do. Even if you want to do what Adam Carolla is doing in his life now, people tell you, well, you know, you should take classes to that and you should work on your writing every day. You are the Jesse Smollett of everything. Adam, this
it's
is not
said before. But
this is not the way your message is throwing out the whole thing out of whack. This is you're not helping with your message. They're like, I didn't try hard in school. I did a job I didn't care about. And this sort of worked out. I got to flap my gums for a living kind of thing. Not to say you didn't work hard to get here, but it is like everybody's now like, Jesse, this is you're ruining the cause. Now you're spoiling the message for everybody else with your own personal agenda. Shame on you, Carolla.
I'm the white, straight Jesse. Well, speaking of that, Hims, easier to keep your hair than it is to replace your hair. For Hims.com, one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, other wellness supplements for men. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Generic equivalents of name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No gas station countertop supplements. No waiting room or awkward doctor visits. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 while supplies last. It would cost you hundreds if you went to the pharmacy. See the website for full details. Go to forhims.com/Adam. That's forhims.com/Adam. forhims.com/Adam. Save a bunch of money and save your hair. All right, Shaq.
Nicely done, Ace. And quickly, because we didn't talk any sports, you know what I like in sports? I've said this to you before. I like when Tom Brady, I like when an underdog does what you don't expect him to do, and he does it great. What I like better is when everybody is looking at the guy who's the most talented and says, you've got to do it. And he does it. That's nails. That's accomplishing something at the highest level in your profession. Ace Carolla, meritocracy. I'm a man of justice. I like that you sit atop the podcast world and are one of the great entertainers, because you are, bar none, as funny as anyone I've ever met on the face of the earth. So mazel tov to you in your well-deserved run here, even though you didn't try hard in school. See that, kids? The man ain't right. He don't know what's going on. Carolla does.
Thank you, Dave.
With that being said, we'll talk to you tomorrow on Good Sports. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, out. Good Sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. For tickets and info on all the live podcasts, Van Gree events, books, movies, and more, go to adamcarolla.com and stay close for AP News.